Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded at the Kumbh Mela Festival on January 15, 1977, in Allahabad, India.
So, liberation means Mahasiva Dharma Huddhi. See, we want liberation, then Mahasiva. We have to take shelter of Mahatma. And if you want to go to the darkest region of material existence, then Jushitam Sanjana. San Sanjana. Joshit means woman. So, the last resort of sense enjoyment is sex life. So if we indulge in sex life, then Joshitana Sambhisanga. Not only directly we indulge in sex life, but even indirectly we associate with person who are only interested in sex life. Unsham sriyam nisuni bhavame tat. This material world is existing on this nisuni bhava. Samadgaram yusitam samyusangam. Therefore, we will find in the Vedic way of life sex indulgence is restricted. If we indulge in sex life, then it is absolutely required. Then we are gliding towards hellish condition of life. And if we follow the path of Mahatma, Mahasseva, that is Dharam Ahud Vimukh. We are making progress towards liberation. So this is a chance. This Kumbh Mela is a chance to get opportunity of Mahasseva. Mahasseva Dharam Ahud Vimukh. Many, of course it is Kali Yuga. There are so many so-called Mahatmas in grace for earning livelihood. That kind of Mahatma is not required. Mahatma is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Some Mahatma Sudurlava. Actually, we have to associate with such Mahatmas, with Sudurlava. Not very easily obtainable. And who is that Sudurlava Mahatma? That is also described. Bhavanam Janmanam Anti Jnanavan Vāna Prabhujyati. Vāsudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. So you get so many Mahatmas who are declaring atheism, there is no God, I am God, you are God, where you are searching out God, the God is loitering in the street, this Garidra Narayan. If you associate with such Mahatma, so-called, they are not Mahatma, they are Dhuratma. So be careful that you may not mistake, who is Mahatma? Mahatma, very simple thing. Mahatma Rastiman Prato Devi Prajati Masi. Mahatma has nothing to do with this material world. They are under the care of Devi Prajati, the spiritual world. Mahatmanastu Man Prato Devi Prajati. Bhajanti Anandamana. So, the symptom is that he is fully engaged in serving Krishna, Mam. Krishna is original, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we have to catch up the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhavanam Janmanavante. It is not very easy, but it can be done if we have got intelligence. Intelligence is that Krishna says, Krishna says, Mamiva Prapadnanti. Maya Mitam Saranti. If we take to Krishna consciousness, immediately, of course, we must take sincerely, not a show, everything is seriously, then immediately we become on the path of Mahatseva, Dharma Ahud Vimukte. So, and this line of devotional service is seva, service. Ultimately, we are all servants, but in the absence of being Mahatma, we are serving Maya. Service is there. We cannot become master. That is not possible. Jive Sarupai, Nitya Krishna Das. So, there are two things, Krishna and Maya, light and shadow. If you don't serve Krishna, then you have to serve Maya. And those who are serving Maya in the name of Krishna, they are called Mayabadi. Actually, they are serving Maya. But they say that they have become liberated, Vimukta Manir. They are described as Vimukta Manir. Manina means one who is not actually the thing, but falsely one is thinking that I am liberated. I have become equal with Narayana. They are called Vimukta Mani. Actually, that is not the fact. Now, we shall be very careful to avoid this kind of Mahatmas who are thinking themselves as Narayana, equal to Narayana. Or sometimes they claim greater than Narayana. So we shall be very careful. This Mela, there are so many so-called Mahatmas. But the symptom of Mahatma is described in the Bhagavad. Bhajante Ananda Mani. So, that is the quality. And to become devotee of Krishna, it is not at all difficulty. There is no difficulty. Anyone can become. Man hi pātu vipāsritya jepiṣu pāpajona. Even low-born, they can also take shelter of Krishna. And what to speak of Kinguna Brahmana Kanya Bhakta Raja Sayasaka. These actually qualified Brahmanas, they take shelter, what to speak of. Their progress is very quick. Punya, without Punya background, Sukriti, nobody can take birth in the family or society of Brahmanas. So, Brahmana, first of all, we have to become pure Brahmana, Kata, Sama, Dama, Tidikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhavajam. These are the Brahminical qualifications. Unfortunately, nobody is interested to become a Brahmana. And what to speak of becoming a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is above the Brahman. Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada. Brahmana's business is Satkarma. Pathan, Pathan, Jajan, Jajan, Dana Pratigraha. So, even a Brahman is very expert in this Brahmana's business, Pathan Pathan. He has studied Vedas very thoroughly and he has many students whom he has taught the Vedic knowledge. This is Pathan Pathan. Jajan Jajan. He is expert in worshipping the deities and he teaches other disciples also. Tivigrahara dhananitanara shingara tanumandira vajanara. So there are Brahmanas who are not Vaishnava, a worshipper of demigods other than the Supreme Personality. Such Brahmana is not it. Such Brahmanas are condemned. Kamastastha hitajnana jajanti annadevata. Annadevata, Vishnu is the original devata. And then next devata, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and then others. They are all Annadevas. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam. So one has to worship Vishnu, that is Vaishnava. Vishnu Asya Devata, iti Vaishnava. Vaishnava means that he is not worshipper of any other demigod. There is no question of disrespect for any other demigod. But saranam saranyam, but to take shelter of and to worship is recommended to the Supreme Lord. Maam ekam, not everyone. We can show our respect to obeisances, even to the end. But worshipable deity or God is Krishna or Vishnu, Vishnu Tattva. There are many forms of Vishnu Tattva. Ramadi Mutti Sutalani Amena Tishthan is expanded in many forms. Ram Nishinga Varaha. There are so many incarnations of Vishnu Tattva. They are all one. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam. The Vishnu Tattva Vasite, or Krishna Tattva Vasite. And to pin our strong faith in Vishnu, we should discuss about Vishnu Tattva and non-Vishnu Tattva. That is called Siddhanta. Siddhanta Valiya Chitti Nakaro Alas. Don't be lazy to discuss about Siddhanta. Ya haite Krishna lage sudhigama. The more you discuss the thesis, not thesis, actual presentation of Vishnu Tattva, Maya, and Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva, then it will be clear what is Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam bhavartate. We should try to understand this fact that Krishna is the origin of everything. And if we take to Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma sita. If you become Krishna conscious, then all other duties automatically. The same example as you have given. If you pour water on the root of the tree, then all other duties are automatically done. That is, no question of separate attempt. Philanthropy, philosophy, and nationalism, this isn't, that isn't. We have discovered so many things, and diversion of the real duty, that we have to concentrate, that is Siddhanta.